Let us look at the output box first. Essentially, we see the results of various arithmetic operations. In our code analysis, we will skip directly to the first statement in the main function, as we have already talked about include directives and the using namespace standard clause in the previous slide. First, we store the results of a multiplication of 10 times 10 in the variable f1. We then store the result of a division of f1 divided by 10 in the variable f2. Note that f2 equals 10 since f1 equals 100. We then store the result of the subtraction f1 minus f2 in a new variable fdiff. We note that fdiff equals 90 since 100 minus 10 equals 90. We then output some text showing the values we subtracted and the result to the console window. Now we move on to working with integers. We declare two ints, i1 and i2, which effectively store the values 23 and 7, respectively. We then perform the modulus operation between them. Recall that the modulus operator only works with integer data types. From our previous discussion of the modulus operator, we know that the remainder of 23 divided by 7 is 2. And sure enough, that is what the program outputs as a result of this operation. Finally, we do a string addition operation. The addition operator is the only arithmetic operation supported for strings. It essentially provides an easy syntax for combining two strings. For example, in this program we have a string S1, which equals hello, and a string S2, which equals world. We then add these two strings and store the result in a new string called string sum, which would then contain the value hello world. As we can see from the program output, when we output string sum after doing the addition operation, it does indeed output hello world, thereby showing that the two strings, S1 and S2, were added. In the homework assignments, you're going to have to do some input, output, and arithmetic operations to implement some basic programs. This example program and the previous one should provide you with the tools necessary to write these simple programs. Therefore, it's a good idea to really understand these last two programs and be able to write them on your own before attempting the exercises. Also, please read the textbook if you haven't already, as the textbook does contain some additional example programs and other topics not covered in the lecture.